put your website to work while you play. A website works 24/7, so no matter where you are or what you're doing, people can still find you online. Start building your website today at GoDaddy.com. It starts with a .com domain. Enter promo code 199MYLF, that's 199MILF, at checkout to get your .com for just $1.99. Some limitations apply. See website for details. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody.
You covered all your bases there.
I covered all my bases. I'm Sophie, and welcome to MILF Talk, Make Your Life Fabulous, where we like to talk about anything from parenting and money issues to sex and dating. Sex and dating always seems to be the one that goes
around. People like to talk about sex and dating.
Love to talk about sex.
It's weird.
I don't even get it.
People.
Anyway, so I'm a psychologist and a life coach and an author and a mother of two, and so apparently I think I have some good advice for people.
Those seem like good qualifications,
you know,
for
like
advice
couple,
givings.
You know, a couple degrees, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Some life experience. So if you want to ask me some free advice questions, just email me at makeyourlifefabulous@gmail.com. And actually I'm going to answer a question today. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I have a listener.
You will. Yeah, you have your listener.
I do.
Yeah, it's exciting.
So I mean it. I would love to hear from you. So write to me.
Yes, right away.
I'm feeling really lonely.
Don't be shy.
Todd is back, as you can hear. So,
I am back.
Listeners of MILF Talk, please welcome the world's greatest redheaded actor and perfect gentleman, Todd Anderson. Woo!
Thank you. Thank you very much. I had knocked Eric Stoltz and Ron Howard off that throne to become the greatest ginger actor.
Hey, man,
time.
It is. You know, everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Yes,
and today that is my opinion. So
I like your opinion.
So you should tell us about your show. For anybody who doesn't know.
Yes, you can see me on a show called You're the Worst on FX Thursdays at 10:30. It's a great show. It's very, very funny.
And it's sexy. There's sex in it.
It's very raunchy.
A lot of sex.
It's raunchy and sexy.
Do we get to see you have sex?
No. In fact, a number of people...
are disappointed.
A number of my old high school friends said quite the opposite. You were great on that show. Super glad I didn't have to watch you having sex.
Right?
Yeah, they were super happy about
that.
Yeah,
well, you know, because, yeah, you grow up with somebody, you're like, oh, la, 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 whoa, whoa.
Yeah, it's,
you're
yeah,
like covering
yeah.
your eyes, but you're trying to stay in tune with the story, but.
Yeah, my parents don't have to see me. I
do wonder about that.
I was in a post, it wasn't even a sex scene, it was post-coital.
Uh-huh.
Shirtless scene in the movie called Fuzz Track City. It was
which is another thing that you should watch.
Yeah, you should watch that. It was me and Dee Wallace, and my dad was watching it with me, and he goes, I thought I told you never to do nudity. And I was like,
really?
Dad, it's
I'm
just
shirtless.
I'm just shirtless. Like, it's gross. It's disgusting. You're gross.
Oh, Dad. Oh, my.
Well, I understand.
So you've hidden all your old porn career.
Oh yeah, they don't know anything
about that.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. All my
now your high school friends are all gonna go back.
They're all gonna find it eventually, like the old Stallone movies. Yeah.
Well, you know, before you get like just really too big and famous to be here, I'm glad you're here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Trying to help the folks of the world.
That's what we're about.
I like talking about relationships and marriage with you because you have a really good marriage.
I do have a good marriage.
You do.
I mean, I don't want to brag.
Well, but you know what? You should.
Oh, okay.
Because I think that people would like to know that it's still possible.
Well, people often say that to me.
Well,
we've been married for 14 years and together for 17 years. And
we still love each other.
Yeah. We, like yesterday, because she's a school teacher, so she has a summer. We had crazy. No.
Okay.
we took the day yesterday and we went to the movies together.
Aww.
And we went to a double feature.
Did you hold hands?
We did. We held hands and we cuddled and we watched horror movies together, which we like to do.
Oh, were those the chick flicks you were talking
about?
No.
Oh, okay. No. The last episode I was talking about the movies I watched. We watched a lot of movies yesterday.
You watched those yesterday too?
Good
Lord.
We went to the movies.
Screen. Like that's like way too much screen time, young man.
Well, we're movie junkies. Yeah. Get off my back.
I'm kidding. No, I used to go see. Honestly, like, I don't know what year it was, probably like 98, 99. I used to see pretty much every single movie that came out, like right when it came out.
Oh, like, yeah. I was like that when I was a kid.
I've definitely been that person.
Yeah. Now, I can't do that now because we have the 8-year-old and it's just too complicated. But we did get out to see, we saw 2 horror movies, Deliver Us from Evil and The Purge Anarchy.
Yeah.
Neither of them were very good, but because I was with my wife, I had a great time.
See, there you go.
I had a great time.
Tell about who you're hanging, knocking knees with over there.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, sideways, like not knocking knees like that way.
Yeah, no,
like,
we did not have
sex. You don't need to get arrested.
The
like, you have been married long enough that you don't need to get arrested having sex. Like,
I've never had sex in a movie theater.
No, I'm not a big public place person, you know, like trying to sneak it in the elevator before people. It just makes me nervous.
Alanis Morissette has, though.
Has she?
Well, that's what it said in her hit song, You Ought to Know, that she went down on the guy she's talking to in a theater.
She go down on you in a theater.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. She gave him head in a movie theater. Yeah. So, she does it. But, yeah, I'm not into the...
I don't know if I've ever done that. I don't think so.
No. I think, like, I made out one time, maybe, in a movie theater.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of that.
I remember when I was a kid...
Like a young kid.
Oh. I didn't quite understand what I was witnessing, but my parents took us to like some movie. I can't remember what it was, but there was a couple.
Dance.
Yeah, it's Flashdance. It was Henry and June. So we were it was a kind of matinee situation. It's not a full theater,
right?
So we were all sitting as a family in the middle of the theater, and then there is this teenage couple up front just like going at it for the whole movie. So I wasn't watching the movie because I think I was just about on the cusp of trying to get that. So I was like, what is going on? Like, they're crazy. And my parents were, you know, obviously like, oh,
they come
Christ.
Up after the movie, their lips are chapped. They're
well,
just like, oh.
That was the thing. After the movie, I walked out and this is what blew my mind at the time. I was like, what the fuck happened? Like, the male part of the couple was outside the theater in the lobby with his shirt, his button-down shirt, open.
Oh, my God.
Exposing his chest, and he had giant scratch down the center of his chest. And, like, I'm a kid going, what? Like,
that stuff's
wow.
dangerous.
How did this happen?
Wow.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Wow. So he was probably, like, she's probably...
I don't know where she was.
Well, she was brushing her hair or something.
Yeah, getting the JBFs out of her hair. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Exactly. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's my movie sex story.
Oh, thank you for the little, gosh, see, now that's a good story. I wish I had a good story like that for the story show.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
But that's another story.
You have
I'll
stories.
Figure something
out. You just dig into those memory banks. There's lots of stories.
Anyway. Just give me a glass of wine, I'll start talking.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Pretty
That's
much.
What you need,
I
is
won't
a glass of wine.
Stop.
Ever.
Yeah. Ever.
You're entertaining when you talk. So I'll feed you some
you're
wine
kind.
And listen.
Yeah. My friends are so nice. In weird, ironic news this week.
Oh,
you've probably all heard this, especially by the time this airs. A tree planted in Griffith Park to honor former Beatle George Harrison has been killed by Beatles.
Oh.
For reals.
For reals?
For reals, yes, yes.
Wow.
Councilman Tom LeBong.
Tom LeBong.
I guess it's LeBonge or something. LeBonge. But it looks like LeBong.
LeBong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says the pine grew to more than 12 feet tall before succumbing to a bark beetle invasion.
Oh.
Infestation. I said invasion because like British invasion.
Right,
but
right.
I meant infestation.
Yeah.
The tree was removed and it's going to be replanted in the fall. Lots of trees have died from beetle invasion.
Yeah.
In the Griffith Park
beetle,
area.
The beetle invasion.
That's sadly ironic.
That is sad and ironic.
But they will continue to honor him. And there's a little plaque there because he was apparently very much into gardening and such.
He was a gardener?
Yeah, he liked nature.
I can see that.
Yeah.
George Harrison was
he was a cool dude.
He was probably the most granola-y beetle of the Beatles.
Oh, for sure.
Say.
Isn't he the one that took them to India?
I think so.
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah. I think he's the one that was really, like, he got all the fame and the money, and he was really depressed. Like, he was like, this is freaky. I'm not happy. And, yeah, and he, like, went to seek.
Oh, spiritual.
Seek inner peace. Yes.
Because it's not peaceful being rich and famous and being chased after by teenage girls, screaming teenage girls.
It's got to be weird, honestly.
That's kind of got to be
awful. It's got to be a little bit weird.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I mean, it might be cool for like a couple weeks.
Right, and then you're like, can we turn this off?
I don't want to anymore. Teenage girls can be very scary.
I mean, God, so prolific, so cute. Just anyway. Yeah, anyway, Beatles. Let's just not. That's okay. I got to get Amy Ferguson on here if we're going to talk about the Beatles. Okay, so anyway. So I guess let's go on to relationships because that's what we're kind of supposed to talk about on this show.
Oh, we're talking about relationships?
Yeah, we're talking about relationships, yeah.
The kind of relationship you have with your mechanic? Or you mean the kind of relationship you have with a significant other?
More like a significant other kind of thing.
Okay.
Kind of a male-female thing. We're gonna go with like
male-female.
Hetero male-female relationship stuff.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. So, because I did get a listener question, but first I have to tell you what I found in my segment I call Random Shit from the Internet.
Random shit.
I need a sound effect for that.
Yeah, you need it. Or like an echo.
Like an echo or something like that. Yeah. So until, but then as soon as I get that together, I'll be tired of that.
Or maybe like a jingle. You can have some like harmonizing singers like Random Shit. Yeah.
Sean, we need to find any public domain shit that we can play for that jingle. Okay, good.
Get it done.
So I found a couple things, actually. Some irritating. I found a list of top 10 things men want from you but probably won't ask for.
Oh, Jesus.
Are you kidding?
Okay. Let's run down the list.
We're not going to spend all day on this, okay?
No,
say true or false. Because personally, what I'm going to say is true or false is if women want this shit too from you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. So, number 10, listening.
It's true.
It's true, yeah. Right? Okay. Homemade food.
False.
Really? Because I would totally rather go to dinner. I'm just saying.
I like going out to dinner, but that's not a requirement.
Not
I'm very muddy waters about this stuff. You know, you don't have to make my bed. You don't have to bake my bread. I just want to make love to you.
Love to you. Did you just write a song?
No, that's a Muddy Waters song.
Okay, good. All right. Gifts. Who doesn't like gifts?
Do I want gifts? I mean, yeah.
When you
get
a thoughtful gift,
if
it's
I
really
get a gift,
nice,
it's
right?
nice. It's like, but I'm not like walking around going, "When am I getting a gift?"
Right. Like if you loved me, you would buy me gifts.
No,
right.
I don't feel.
No,
that.
No.
It's not,
I'm not like that either.
It's not necessary.
I have much simpler requirements.
It's nice, but it's not necessary.
Yeah. Positive affirmations, particularly things like you're sexy and good in bed, and you know.
Yes.
You look good and blah, blah,
yes,
blah.
That's true.
Yeah,
yes.
All of those things. I do think, yes, I think men really... And of course you're not going to ask for that.
No, but like, it's so nice to hear.
But I know it is. And I feel like there's some women who feel like they don't want to build up their man too much that way. Like, you know, like... I don't know, like maybe that'll make them go elsewhere or something. I don't know. But I think
Oh,
really
like they'll
important.
Build up their confidence too much and they'll
like,
go
yeah,
off
just
and
go, yeah.
If she's right,
if
I can have sex
good.
With others.
Exactly.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know. It just sometimes I feel like women like don't want to give their man that. Like, you know.
Oh, well, I mean, I think when especially if you're in a long relationship, I think often you can forget.
Yes. Yeah, you can definitely forget. But I think it's so important. And I mean, I think a little bit goes a long way too. Like when you just tell your guy, you know, that he's rocking your world or he's sexy or whatever.
Yeah,
know?
Just a quick text. Can
just
make,
a little something, something.
Make a guy's day. Quick
right?
text. Yeah. It's
all
true
right.
about women too. That goes
well,
both ways
of course,
for sure.
Because we want to know that, like, we just want to know we're thin. Like, let's be honest. Just send me a text saying
look
I look
good.
You had me at skinny. Just tell me I look skinny today. It's all good. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Kind of. But no, we just want to know we look pretty.
Yeah.
And that you love us when we talk too much.
Yes. I love you when you talk too much.
I still love you even when you've had a glass of wine and you talk. Okay. A strip show by your lady.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
Because that's
why wouldn't
not?
I want that? Of course totally. I want that.
Right. And I have to say, oh yeah, I can handle a strip show.
From your man?
Yeah, I guess. It'd be amusing though. It'd be more an amusing thing.
I'm not a dancer, so no. I feel like that's a bad idea.
Well, but again, that would be sort of a playful thing, whereas like the man is saying, I want you to put on a little like show for me and undress for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and that's
I mean, I can put on a show. I can
right.
put on a like a one man show where I slowly undress for an hour. How about that?
Play strip poker with yourself. Oh, hey. Oh, shit.
Ooh.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Is ace higher than a two or is that lower? Is that a one or 11? I don't know.
I should just take my clothes
just take
off.
Take off the watch. Okay. So, so strip show, yes. Okay, yes. You would agree. Okay, yes. Role playing. Is this something guys walk around going, God, I really want to role play, but I just don't want to ask?
I've never been shy about asking for role playing,
right.
But I would imagine. I don't think that's true about everybody. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
I really
true.
Don't.
Yeah,
but okay. I think
but
it's.
But these are ranked. That was like in the middle.
Yeah.
You know,
I think
five.
Some guys, but okay. Probably not all of them.
Lingerie. Okay. This, and this particularly said, like, your matching bra and underwear is important.
Yeah. That's bullshit.
And honestly, because I've heard this shit a lot, and every guy I know personally is like, I prefer naked. Like, just like.
Yeah, there. I mean, I like lingerie. Lingerie is fun.
What's not
it's
to
very
like? It's
sexy.
Very pretty.
It's very, but it's so completely unnecessary because you put on the lingerie and it comes off very quickly.
I know. Yeah. But, I have had men say when I was younger, like when I was in my late 20s, early 30s, I really did like the lingerie. You know, Sports Illustrated or whatever. You know what I mean? Like the lingerie was still hot.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly in those, no, not like Sports Illustrated, but like Playboy or whatever.
Playboy, yeah,
but,
sure.
But there would be boobs.
Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, but yeah. There would be boobs. There would be like, you know, only the underwear or, you know, like the lingerie is hanging on the chair kind of lingerie.
Right,
you know,
right.
So again, a lot of men have said, oh, you know, when I was younger, I think I sort of felt like the whole lingerie thing was.
I think when I was younger, I was more into the lingerie thing.
Yeah.
I think as I got older, you know, practicality just steps in, and you're like, let's just not spend any money on lingerie, and you can just get naked.
This is gonna get to the time issue because see, we're gonna talk about time.
All right.
Like, you know what, that lingerie, it's just, I don't have that 5 minutes to spare.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Oh,
let me
God.
Just jump on your naked body.
Right, there
let's
you
go. Do that.
Being more vocal in bed.
Yes.
Yeah?
Fuck yes.
Okay.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
Fuck yes. All
absolutely.
Right.
The more, you know, the more you
the
communicate.
More encouragement.
It's not just about encouragement. Well, one, I think most men probably feel this way. I don't want to speak. I'm just going to speak for myself.
Just speak for yourself.
But I think noise, sexy noises really turn me on, to quote Salt and Peppa. I really, that is letting me know, one, that I'm doing something okay.
Right.
But like beyond just sexy noises, like just actual communication, like that feels really good. Or, you know, move it to the right, move it to the left.
Because
I want direction. I want to know, like,
wanna know you're
you
doing
know,
it right.
Do this, do that.
Why
like, let me know.
Put the effort in if it's having the undesired effect?
Right.
Right. Like we're here trying to have the desired effect, so let's spend the energy doing it right.
Don't worry about being polite. Just tell me what's up because I'm doing these things because I want to get you off.
Right.
And it turns me on when you get off.
Right.
So the more you guide me towards that, the happier
the
I'm going to be.
The happier we're all going to be.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. This is what
so,
I'm saying. This
yeah,
is what I'm saying.
I get it. So not just more vocalization, but actual communication.
Communication. Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then this one's like obvious, but this is it's kind of like staying in good shape, good hygiene. Your clothes are clean. You know, keep yourself healthy. But really, please, guys, do this too.
Yeah. Everybody.
Like really,
should
everybody should do this. I think it's super important for both people in the partnership to care whether
yes.
or not their partner finds them attractive.
I don't need a freakishly healthy person.
No. I don't mean like that. I mean just like show you care.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
You take care of yourself. You make yourself look good.
And I honestly see a lot of girls like knocking themselves out at the gym. They're looking good in their jeans. They went out. They got their boobs like done how they like them. They work really hard at looking good. And their boyfriend has got like the most gigantic beer belly.
Oh.
And I just don't think that's fair. Because that's
maybe
not genetics.
Not.
No, that's beer and not going to the gym.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not saying the guy has to look like an underwear
well,
model.
Well, how
or
rich are
I'm
these guys?
Saying, well, I know.
But if they're rich, they can have beer bellies.
Everybody makes their compromises. But I mean, for me, and I don't even. It's like, you know, be however you want, really. But to me, that sort of sends a message that you don't care whether I find you sexy anymore.
No, I work out because I want my wife to still, and I've gone through fluctuating weight because metabolism changes.
And I'm not talking about being like, you know, like 7% body fat. No, I'm just talking about showing you care.
No, yeah, absolutely. Right? Just trying to, you know, not be sloppy.
And I would say the same thing for women too, in the sense that it's kind of part of your responsibility for both people in the relationship to stay, you know, reasonably healthy, because also that makes you feel sexier and it makes you more,
I agree,
you know, it makes you feel more attractive, and that changes your mood, and that it affects everything.
Yes.
You got to care about yourself, your mm-hmm. health, your appearance, whatever, to whatever degree feels appropriate to you. Like, that's not anybody else's decision to make, really.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's too much to ask of your partner that, you know.
I don't either.
They kind of do the same.
Yeah,
you know.
I agree.
So I think it's a very touchy subject, though.
No, it's, you know, because you can't, it's hard, you can't, hard, like, even ask your woman.
Losing weight's
you
hard.
You can't ask your woman, hey, you know, you're looking, your muffin top's a little too. You can't say shit like
that.
No, I know. That's up to the individual to do it.
But it has to be, I mean, you know, I guess that it can open up a conversation of, you know, like, how are you feeling? You know, kind of like, are you happy?
Yeah.
Are you unhappy?
Well,
because,
I think
kind of a correlation there with.
I see in a lot of couples, I think, like, you can lead by example.
Yes.
On this.
Yeah.
Like, if you're keeping yourself in shape,
mm-hmm.
You know, and doing your healthy stuff,
mm-hmm.
then I think your spouse or significant other is going to do that.
They want to stay on the same path as you.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a very, very touchy subject, but I do think there's a certain point where we all have to go, like, I have a certain amount of responsibility to keep myself appealing to be around.
Yeah.
Just to be around. Like, don't smell.
Don't smell. It's, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Like, don't shower every fifth day. That's not cool.
That's not cool.
I don't care how comfortable you are.
Although,
in your relationship.
In Southern California, exactly.
We are in a drought, so keep them short.
Yeah.
So. Okay, number one, of course, was trying new things in bed. And who wouldn't want
sure,
that?
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you going to do? Disagree with that? No.
No, yeah, I don't disagree with that. Although I think in my relationship, I've gotten to a point where I don't know what else we would do.
Well, bragging.
Unless we
want to
become
bit of bragging,
like furries or something.
Oh my God, the furries again.
Yeah,
I think we should make it like Where's Waldo? It should be like, when were furries alluded to on MILF Talk? Right. And then if I ever get invited to anything because of this show, like if anybody actually ever takes me, I'm so not even D-list, I'm like G-list. If they take me off and invite me to something, I'll have a stuffed animal with me. Like, just
there it is.
Just
cause, yeah. You know, I think you should.
One of those old koala bears that used to clip on, you know.
I forgot about those.
I love those guys. Those were my favorite. So, yeah.
There we go. Well,
so
we got
back
our
to
furry.
The furry. We got our furry mentioning. Mm-hmm. I'm happy for you in that respect. I just want to say yay.
Oh, thanks.
So, I I got this email,
mm-hmm.
and it's regarding making time for each other. And where is it? I wrote it down. I swear to God, I have it here.
Making time for each other is a big deal.
Oh, here we go. I was looking at the wrong thing.
Oh, wrong notes.
Okay.
Found the notes.
So, hi. Sophie, I feel like I have a good marriage. We adore each other, don't fight a lot, and still have plenty of sex. That is when we see each other. We both have demanding work schedules, strictly set hours, and often work overtime. I feel like our time together should come first. I know friends and hobbies are important, but what about our marriage? I'm afraid we'll drift apart if we don't make time to just hang out. How do people work this out? Katrina, thank you for writing in. And that's really tough, really common issue.
Yes.
Because marriage, is it's one of these funny things that coincides with adulthood. Like, we sort of decide we're grown up and we're going to get married, and you're still getting used to bills and work and timing mm-hmm. and all of these things, you know. Mm-hmm. We make decisions. You shouldn't pick out good furniture when you're in your 20s, let alone, like, you know.
Oh, God.
Life partner, no. You know. So these are tricky things. And so life is happening. And I think that we think when we get married, well, this will be great. We'll live together and we'll have more time together because we'll live together. Mm. And we'll have each other's back. We'll help each other. We'll share rent. You know, all of those things, yeah. Right? This is going to be great. And the crazy thing that happens is, it's like you see each other less, you know, if you're not careful, right?
Well, yeah.
Because there's a certain amount of, you know, you got your working years, you got your baby years. That yeah. gets crazy.
Well, and once you're living with somebody, there's a roommate part of the relationship. And
right.
I think sometimes that roommate part of the relationship that you get comfortable with can take over.
Yes.
You've just got to, you got to keep stoking the romantic fires.
You do, and you have to kind of keep the slate clean a little bit, you know. Like I was sort of trying to put together a little marriage maintenance points for you there. And because eventually, you know, your kids are going to grow up and move out, and you're going to decide whether you still like each other.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Oh,
you.
Hey, you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we got through this. So I mean, if I were to just pick three things for marriage maintenance, I would look at communication.
Huge. Well,
obviously, right? Yep. You want to talk about things kind of as they go along so you can kind of keep the slate clean, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't let things fester.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sexual intimacy so that you don't just become roommates.
Yes.
Okay. Because remember, that is what makes your relationship different than any other relationship that either one of you have.
Right.
Is that you have a sexual intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just a physical closeness, sometimes that's not actually sexual. I mean, you guys have a physical intimacy that is unique to your relationship, okay? And
yes.
that keeps it, and it's super, super important because otherwise you just become roommates.
Yeah.
And co-parents, and it's not sexy. And you're going to look at each other in the empty nest years and go, I guess I got to go find somebody younger.
I would say that those first two things really kind of go hand in hand because I think
yes.
physicality is part of communication.
Well, I think, yeah, I think it all goes hand. I think it's all just one big puzzle that fits together because the other thing is actual time together, actual mm-hmm. time out of the bedroom too
mm-hmm.
and out of the household business, right?
Out of the bedroom? Do I have to?
No, but that's an addition.
I mean, I'd like to spend all the time in the
bedroom. Well, I don't blame you. I mean, she's spectacular.
She's
but,
really hot.
You know, but out of the bedroom stuff. You went to movies yesterday.
We did.
Like a lot.
We
okay,
did.
Okay, so you did, and you held on some stuff. So, yeah. So in addition to the sexual intimacy,
mm-hmm.
Actual time together. Out of the bedroom and out of the business of marriage.
Right.
You know, the business of the household.
Right.
Okay. And I think that's what gets lost in this situation here is that you think you're spending time together because you're talking about the bills or you're cleaning up the house together or you're shopping or whatever. Sometimes shopping can be really fun. Shopping for groceries, you know, that can be fun together.
Sure.
But most people do it. One of them handles it and the other one, you know.
Well, it's a divide and conquer thing.
Yeah. Like you're just trying to get shit done.
Right.
Right. So it doesn't count. You know, like talking about the bills and cleaning up together. I mean, unless that's some really fun shit, you got disco music going and you're having a good time.
Right.
It kind of doesn't count.
No.
Because there's still this sort of like we're constantly kind of negotiating our duties and we're negotiating, you know, who should have done those dishes or whatever, or how we're going to pay this bill. And all of that is just not fun. You got married because you have fun together.
Yeah.
You know, you got married because you have fun together.
Mm-hmm.
You get along
mm-hmm.
and you like being naked together.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically why you got married.
That's it.
You know?
That seems fair.
So, right? So much so that you thought you could do it forever.
Yes.
Okay, that's serious liking. Okay.
That's a lot of
that's
liking.
That's like if you could triple, quadruple like something, you know,
yeah.
but then it would just be a like. Yeah, it was a bit on, just, off, on, off. Yeah, no, yeah. That would be a dislike. So,
it's all like.
It's all like.
All in with the like.
So, you're seriously into each other. You can't just say, like, cool, this was the end game. We'll just always remember all that stuff. That's not how humans work. That's
no.
not how the psyche works. That's not how
no.
you're now going to evolve together. So that part of having fun together needs to be a priority. And I think that that's the that's part of the negotiation that has to happen, is that you kind of, you have to come to an agreement because you did decide to get married and or live together or whatever you decided to do. We decided to do this, okay? So we decided to handle life together and maintain our romantic relationship.
Sure.
Therefore, it does have to come first.
Yes.
Because if we put all these other things first, this won't be maintained.
Well,
will shrivel.
Another dangerous thing, too, is when you're talking about careers, and especially when you're talking about work, career, and the time you spend on those stuff, that stuff, and working late and all of that, it's really easy to justify it as, I'm doing this for us.
So that we'll have time together later.
For the marriage, you know, and you can get caught up in that, and you just have to be careful.
You do have to be careful because that is all valid to a certain degree, and you do, when you get married, make those agreements that you're going to sort of support each other through those working years and do those things. But man, being lonely in a marriage...
Well, it's the loneliest.
It's the worst. I've been there.
Yeah.
And it's so... It's such a dull heartache.
Yeah.
You know, being lonely in a marriage. And I'm not saying this to diss my ex, you know, like it was just the nature of... how our lives went down, you know, but
I think everybody gets in a spot where they realize I'm lonely in this marriage, but then that's when you have to wake up
and go, okay, so what would make me feel not lonely?
Right.
And that's the question that you have to ask each other. Like Katrina. Okay. So you go to your guy and you go, this is the issue I'm having. I'm worried about X, Y, Z. Like, you know what you said, if we keep putting other things, you know, work and friends and hobbies and everything first, because I know that's a great way to decompress, but we need to be able to decompress together. We used to be that for each other. We're like the happy place, right?
Right.
We're supposed to be the happy place for each other.
Right.
That we have to do that because, and then you have to decide, you have to get specific. What would that look like? What feels like downtime with your honey to you?
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You got to get specific. Okay? You can't just ask a guy like, we need to spend more time together. No. Just say, hey, remember when we used to go walking, you know, in Malibu Canyon, or remember when we used to go to movies and just like eat Milk Duds and like go out for coffee and dessert afterwards or whatever, or just get on Sugar High. Like, remember when we used to do that, or we used to go play laser tag or whatever.
Right.
Like, we need to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously you might not be able to do it every weekend, but you might. I don't think you should do it less than like 3 times a month. I mean, really, like if you can, like, I mean, it should be kind of a goal to really get some fun time in, and sometimes it can be a lunch or a coffee date.
Right. I agree. I think this negotiation of time is very difficult these days because there's no such thing really as 9-to-5 jobs anymore.
I know
they're really 7 to 7 to 7
7 to 9, yeah.
And then
it's tough.
And then if you have kids, then you're hanging out late with the kids,
right?
So you get your kid time in, and then by the time that's all over, it's 11 o'clock at night, and your kids are going to bed too late. They're not getting enough sleep for school. And I don't really know what the solution is, but if you can work it,
you know,
if you can work your hours differently.
You can also decide, I'm going to work overtime this weekend. I'm not going to, you know, and what I'm going to do with that extra $100 is I'm going to get a fucking babysitter.
Right.
And I'm going to go actually use that, not, you know, for some like extra video game or whatever.
Right.
I'm going to buy myself some time with it.
Yeah.
And that's, again, the thing about money. We were just talking about money and kids in the previous episode, you know, learning that money is quantified energy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And if you've got kids and you work too much, you need help. You need a babysitter, a family member, somebody. You must maintain your marriage. For your kids' sake, if nothing else. Like, you guys have to be, you guys have to like each other. What the fuck is the point?
Yeah.
If you don't. And if you're going to work that hard, then allot some money for a babysitter. It's not that much money.
No.
It's
babysitters
not that much
are,
money. It's not
so
we
worth
spend
the money.
Stupid money on stupid things. I don't want to give you all a heart attack right now, but most of us are spending $3,000 to $5,000 a year on cable, internet, and cell phones.
Yeah.
That's an outrageous amount. That's like that's like 10 to 20% of some people's income. Like it's crazy.
It's
that's
insane.
On your stupid cable bill, okay?
Yeah.
So like if you can't spend $40 here and there to get some time with your spouse, like this decision you made to share your life with somebody, like you have to prioritize it. And really, like what this person is saying is like, I think it should be a priority. She's kind of saying, am I crazy? You know?
Right.
No, you're not crazy.
No.
You're not crazy.
No.
Because once you do go out with each other a couple times, you're not going to mind inviting other friends along or you know, like sharing that time together with friends. But if you don't reconnect first,
right?
You know, because I just think if you maintain your connection, then you still can keep up with your friends because you'll be able to, you know, make dates with them and you won't feel like, ugh, I just want us to have some time together. I love my friends, but I just, you know, it's you have to sort of feed that.
Well, you have to
so that you can share.
There's this magical word too in the English language, and it's I think it's in a lot of different languages, Spanish, French. I think they all have very similar words, but it's no.
Oh,
and yeah. If you have like friends who say, hey, you know, why don't you come and do this thing? Do the, you know, fantasy football league, come to guys' night, poker night. And me personally, I'm always compelled to say yes to people, especially these are people that I love and respect. And now, you know, I get asked to help people with their creative projects a lot of times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I could wind up spending
always for free, right?
Yeah, I could wind up spending most of the time. I could wind up spending so much time doing that stuff. And sometimes I just have to say,
you just got
to
say no.
I'm sorry. I mean, it's like I want to, but no, cuz I need this time to hang out, cuz I try to like most of the week try to have some time with my wife before we go to sleep.
Yeah, it's like to have guys' night, poker night, the theory behind that is that you've had so much family time,
right?
So much time with your woman,
right?
You need a break and you need to be with the guys.
But if you're working late every night and
you never see your woman.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, I kind of don't need a guys' night right now. Like, I need a family night right now.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be the person who's like giving up their guys' night, but it's like you gotta assess in reality right now, present time. Do I need a mom's night out? Actually, no. I actually had to say to a friend once, I don't need mom's night out.
Right.
It's not that I don't love the moms, but I miss my kids.
Right.
Like,
right.
I don't, I haven't seen them.
I know.
You know? So it's like, especially in the beginning of my divorce, you know, it's like when I was married and I was like, you know, 100% on all the time, like in a somewhat lopsided fashion with the kids, I kind of needed a mom's night out. You know,
sure, sure.
But then when I went through my divorce and I didn't have them all the time, I was like, I just need my kids. I need to get mom's night in, you know?
Totally.
So you just start to, because you have to start to, like, you still like the idea of it.
Yeah.
And then you're doing that and you're like, why am I doing this? Because the reality is, I actually don't need that right now. I need to be with my family. And yes, you're going to have friends who don't understand. And yes, you're going to miss your hobbies sometimes. But you just have to look at your life as, hey, man, the circumstance right now is we're working a tremendous number of hours, so we need to prioritize our time together.
Right.
Should that change? Should your job end up with less overtime and you guys find you have? Well, then guess what? You can talk about it again and you can negotiate this again.
Right.
To assume that the rules always stay the same. Like the day you got married, you made certain rules and those are the same for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You have to be able to negotiate these things, especially when you're negotiating them out of love and concern for your relationship.
Yeah.
You know, and if you can talk about it when you're not angry and say, hey, so I'm seeing this pattern. Since we've been working so much, you know, we're trying to squeeze in a lot of things. And the one thing that gets squeezed out is this. And
right.
I would hate for us to wake up, you know, 6 months from now not knowing each other.
And there's another, I mean, these are hard decisions to make and hard, like, especially if you're, you know, set in one way, it's hard to change. But
sure.
You did, like what you're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, is you got married to this person because you wanted to spend time with this person. Spend your life, essentially, with this person.
Yeah.
So I think I'm not a fan of the Eagles, but I will quote them. You can spend all your time making money, and you can spend all your love making time. I can't believe I just quoted the Eagles.
Yeah, and I'm still trying to actually bring it back around.
But that's I think that happens so much in modern society, mm-hmm. in that you wind up spending all your time making money and spending and you sacrifice your love
yes.
for that time making
yes.
money. So
yes.
the hard decision that I think people sometimes need to make is maybe I need to make less money. So
yes.
instead of making money in that time, I'm going to spend time with this person I love, because really that's why you're making money.
Right.
Everybody's making money. The reason why you want to make money outside, I mean, you want food and, mm-hmm. and shelter and all that.
Right.
But you want to, like, it's like base animal instinct. It's like, I want to go out and hunt and catch this creature to eat so I can attract this other person, this woman
right.
to me, you know, that, and that's what money is.
Right.
That's
and then they just sit home alone.
Right, exactly, because you're always being
the big man making money so that you can get the hot chick, and then she just pretty much just holds down the home front.
Yeah.
And you, like, never see her.
So you gotta...
Like when you, like, go to Aspen once a year or whatever. Yeah, it's...
You don't need 18 cars. You can make do with one or two.
Well, I think we agree on this. And I think that really my main philosophy and what I want to impart to people is that your relationships are the most important thing in your life. Not just your intimate... partnered relationships, but with your kids, with your family, with your friends.
Yeah.
Because nobody ever said on their deathbed, I wish I had worked more.
I wish I had made more money.
You know, yeah. I wish, you know, and it's almost always, you know, if I had to do it over again, I would have spent more time with my friends, my kids, my wife, my this, my that.
Yeah.
And if you do ask people, because it's important for, I mean, I think this is true for both men and women, but really time together, your presence is kind of a lot of women's love language. Like, you want to be in my airspace. Like, that makes me feel loved. So if you can honor that and understand that if you don't spend time with your woman, you just might lose her.
That's
what I'm saying.
Just, so,
you know,
yeah.
and she can be a sport. A total sport,
right?
And honor your work and put up with it and everything. But there does come a time where you start to wilt. I am like the queen of being understanding about work. I really, like, I have always dated people who are artistic, self-employed, you know, film industry or whatever abusive industry you can be in. Like, I, you know, those are always my men.
Right.
But eventually I will say, okay, so when you're done with this project, like, I need some time.
Yes.
Like, I need some time in the same room with you.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And so it's because you will start to wilt. And so I think that, you know, what you said is
there's another way to look at it too, is you're really, because you're making money, because you want your person to be happy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Spend some.
Instead, like, that time that you're spending,
uh-huh.
that's your money. That's the money is the
exactly.
time.
Exactly. Again, that's how money is quantified energy. If you're going to, okay, so let's say even if you can't for the nature of your work, like, sort of work less to make less money, let's say you work the same, but you keep less money
mm-hmm.
because you use some of that money to buy you time. You
yes.
use some of that money to buy services
mm-hmm.
so that you don't, or an assistant or help, so that you don't have to be in one place. You can actually be with your family, be with your life. And that's very difficult for people to do. Buying time is mm-hmm. a real thing. And it does often turn into diminishing returns, you know, sort of the more you work, like, you get a certain point, you take on too many projects, you're going to make less profit because you literally need to buy more manpower.
Right.
Well, think of your family business that way too. You know, mm-hmm. you need to work a certain amount, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to get your head out of the sand, look at what you really need.
Mm-hmm.
And then figure out, okay, well, if I am going to work this much and this is the amount I need to work, where can I buy myself some time?
Yeah.
Use that money.
Yeah.
to buy yourself some time with your wife, your family, your kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's completely worth it. You will never regret that money spent.
I agree.
I believe. That's what we think over here. Because, you know, we're people people.
We love people.
Yeah. So you want to give me a quiz?
I'm going to give you a quiz.
Because this is the way I did this. I took the MILF quiz. I gave him, like, I put out all the questions that I've ever asked, and I just gave him a highlighter. He's going to pick, like, 8 to 10 questions to ask me, but I don't know which ones.
All right. I have 8 questions.
It's
kind of exciting, but really not. You're not really excited?
No, pretending? I'm just saying I'm excited. We're having a great time.
You should be excited.
I'm always.
These are exciting questions.
Okay.
You asked me this last time, so I'm asking you.
Okay.
What is your favorite chick flick?
Ooh.
What is it?
Love Actually.
Love Actually, really? Isn't that like Christmassy?
Yeah.
Oh, people love that movie.
Good.
I've never seen it.
I know, but I actually read an essay of somebody just like ripping it apart. Like, you know that you all love a shitty movie. Like, and they just tear apart the storyline and all these things. I'm like, no, you're from it. No.
Well, yeah, chick flicks run that
like
risk.
They do, yeah. And I'm okay with it, though. I will take it with all of its flaws because it makes me feel good.
That's great.
So there.
So I'm going to stick to movies. It's not necessarily movies, I guess. But who, you asked me this last time too.
Okay.
Who is the sexiest sci-fi creature in your opinion?
Well, I mean, he's technically a human, but Captain Picard just does it for me.
Oh, well, he is sexy, but he's not
welcome to the Enterprise.
I suppose you can call him a creature.
He's not, I know, he's not really a creature.
But he is sexy.
I don't even know, because I'm not a big sci-fi person. It's a chick, actually, because you went through this.
Yeah.
The Fifth Element.
Oh, yeah? You like, what's her face?
Yeah.
The Resident Evil lady?
Mila Jovovich. Something.
Yeah, she's...
She's... And the funny thing is she's, like, super skinny and, like, it's not like
she wears that weird, like, diaper thing.
Yeah, you know, she's not, like, a super sensual creature, but she is. Like, and the whole story and the... Oh, I don't know. There's, like, something very sexy about that character.
She is sexy in that
movie. Way sexy, yeah.
I agree. That's a good one. All right. What turns you on creatively?
Ugh.
No? It's hard. It's too hard to say?
No,
come on.
Fresh crayons, like fresh supplies. Like if I know I have to sit down and work and I have like a fresh stack of paper or new pens or, you know what I mean? Like fresh things.
Like
and it's hard because I work on a computer so much, like when I'm writing.
Yeah.
It's almost like I try to make myself use pen and paper, you know, and like I use those big post-it things, you know, to put my thoughts on, the giant post-its, you know, like a fresh one of those and a fresh Sharpie.
Fresh office supplies.
Yes.
It works for it. Right,
my kids totally have that disease, too. They can't wait to buy school supplies. It's hilarious.
All right. What is your favorite curse word?
Fuck.
Ah, it's such
a
good one.
I say it way too much, though. I'm so bad. Like, I say it too much.
Yeah. That, yeah. We were hanging out with some friends over the weekend.
And I embarrassed you?
No. But it's just like when everybody's having good time and the kids are around and then people start dropping F-bombs without thinking about it.
My
kid's really good about it. He's like, that's a bad word. You're not supposed to say it, but he doesn't repeat it, you know.
I was at my dance event this weekend, and, you know, my dance friends are my dance friends. Like,
sure.
You know, and they range from literally from, like, you know, 20 to 90. So, you know, there's a certain level of appropriateness that you want to have. Well, guess what? After I was done dancing, I decided I'm finally going to have some wine.
Yeah, and then
I got a couple people looking back at me. I'm like, sorry. And then everybody started laughing at something. I'm like, see, it's funny. It's funny.
My parents are super, like, not blue. They're the opposite of blue. So whenever I'm home, like, I watch my P's and Q's.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll just drop an F-bomb just to see what
just to see
doing.
What happens. Just to see if they'll twitch or something.
And they get
just
like, they bristle.
They go and they take their medication.
Yeah, they bristle at it. It's like, oh, are we still?
Fuck. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
see, right. I say it too much.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, exactly. Okay. All right. Let's see. What do you wear to bed?
Honestly?
Honestly. You have to answer honestly.
A black modal cotton nightie.
Oh.
I do.
That sounds comfortable.
Yeah, it's kind of Marilyn Monroe-ish. I don't know. I just like it. It feels, it's soft and, you know, it's old though, but I love it. It's like.
Well, don't you kind of fall in love
I mean,
with
if I have to, I'll wear the more like the Victoria's Secret, like night shirt kind of thing, you know, long.
That
thing,
sounds
you know,
all right.
With a little bit of, it's got shoulders, so I'm not cold.
So you're not cold.
Yeah. But my favorite is the really soft cottony thing I got from Old Navy like 10 years ago.
On the same, in the same realm, what do you wear when no one is looking? Nobody.
Really ugly shoes.
Yeah. Like what? Like how ugly are these shoes?
Like, oh, ugly. They're, you know, they're like those half tennis shoes with like no heel or whatever. Like I just, you know, I gotta be good to my feet. So I wear comfy shoes a lot.
That's good. Know? I think you should wear comfy shoes.
Yeah.
Why do all ladies' shoes have to be so uncomfortable?
I don't know. But we could explore that.
We should. We should open up like sexy, comfortable shoes.
We could find some random shit on the internet and discuss the shoe issue.
We
could get somebody with a foot fetish on, as long as we're dropping fetishes.
Why not? Why not?
Why not?
In fact, the lead character in the show I'm on, you're the worst. Foot fetish.
Oh, bring him in. Okay.
Yeah, I'll bring him in.
Well, I mean, bring in the character, not the actor.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to bring in the actor. Just the character.
Just the character.
All right. Now, my next question is, who's your number one celebrity on your hump island? Who do you want to hump who's famous?
You know, I just have a loyalty to Pierce Brosnan. He's just
Brosnan's very sexy. Very sexy.
Yeah, he does it for me.
He was my favorite James Bond. Did you?
Me too.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
I love it.
I don't care who knows it. Everyone says
That's
Sean
right.
Connery, but I'm like,
nope.
No, Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce.
Did you ever see the movie The Matador? Pierce Brosnan and Greg Kinnear. OMG, see that movie.
Totally gonna see it because I would do Greg Kinnear too for sure.
Well, okay. this is your movie then. This is your movie.
No, I saw a commercial thing. I don't know. It was like comedians driving in cars, and it was Jon Stewart and Jerry Seinfeld like just chit chatting.
Oh yeah,
watched it all day. Okay,
yeah, it's
go
very
ahead. Sorry,
show.
We're almost done here. How many more questions do I have?
I think I am down to my last one.
Okay,
here's ready. Your last question.
Okay,
if you are to appear on my doorstep, what should I have in the fridge for you to enjoy?
Some sort of gluten-free chip.
Gluten-free chip?
Yes.
That's more of a pantry item.
And something. Okay, in the fridge then, some sort of guacamole or something.
Guac. You love guacamole.
I do. I love guac.
You love avocado.
And I love hummus, and I love salsa, and I love, like, I love all that dippy shit.
All right, dippy shit.
Dippy shit.
Keep the dippy shit.
But don't tease me with the dippy shit if you don't have something gluten-free that I can scoop.
Yeah, you
got
to have
proper. Because that's like torture.
Yeah, that's horrible.
It's torture. That's when I'm like grabbing lettuce leaves and I'm like trying to. It's terrible.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It's terrible.
So gluten-free chips to dip in a lot of good dips.
Yes. So thank you. So I appreciate that. So go shopping now.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm off.
That is our show for today. But I'm going to tell you a couple things. If you're building a website and you need a .com domain, please use the promo code 199MYLF at checkout. And you can get your .com for $1.99.
At GoDaddy.
At GoDaddy. See the website for details.
There you go.
I'm so good at this. Okay, so thank you for being here, Todd, again, because you rock.
Thanks for having me.
I love chit-chatting with you. You can find me on Facebook as Sophie Venable. You can follow me on Twitter at MILF Talk. You can find my book, MILF 101, on Amazon.com, and it's pretty darn good. And you could also get it for free, possibly, on Goodreads if you want to enter the giveaway. So thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/
Wait for it comedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.